Brad Scott, he's a varsity coach at Rossville Baseball. We'll be right back after this break, and we'll be with Andrew Quinn, Clinton Central varsity baseball coach.
Life insurance is one of those subjects that make people want to change the subject, rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Susan Casper in Frankfort focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on, by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house insurance, or life without having to give up college insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on with your family. Call State Farm agent Susan Casper in Frankfort at 765-659-5678 and put the life back in life insurance.
Here's Dave Ramsey with today's Ramsey Reality Check.
Adults devise a plan and follow it. Children do what feels good. Now, there are children that are 58 years old, and there are grown-ups that are 25 years old. Adults devise a plan and follow it. They live with a sense of intentionality. They do things on purpose instead of by impulse, and that's called being a grown-up.
Dave Ramsey, weekdays 4 to 5 on WILO.
WILO and Casper Media are members of the exclusive International Broadcasters Idea Bank. Casper Media and 99 other broadcasters from around the world come together to trade ideas on how to better serve our communities and our listeners. A member of the International Broadcasters Idea Bank since 1991, Casper Media has hosted the Idea Bank convention throughout the years. Casper Media and Idea Bank, constantly working to better serve you. Depend on WILO.
Your free local online newspaper, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, is your number one resource for information as you need it, right at your fingertips. We have news, weather, sports, obituaries, the WILO program schedule, over 40,000 community photos, online surveys, community events, and HoosierlandTV.com archives. Plus, click on the info tab to find out how you can contact your local and state representatives. Find out what the buzz is all about. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
The life of every child is precious beyond measure. If you care for a child with a disability and have limited income and resources, help is available. Children with a physical or mental disability or who are blind may qualify for monthly cash payments through the Supplemental Security Income Program, or SSI. The program provides help to meet basic needs for food, clothing, or a place to live, and disability-related needs. It's money that can make a meaningful difference. If you're the parent or caregiver of a child or teenager you think may be eligible, call Social Security at 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/ssikids to learn how to apply today. That's ssa.gov/ssikids. It's real help for the children.
Message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
WILO Skywatch Weather.
Turning cloudy this afternoon, and we'll have a few rain showers late today, the high 50. Rain likely tonight with a low of 33, partly sunny on Sunday, the high 53. On Monday, we'll be up to 60. That's your Skywatch weather forecast from WILO. Check out real-time weather radar 24/7 at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
Welcome back to Inside the Huddle, brought to you by Susan Casper State Farm Insurance. In Frankfort, we're specializing in baseball this hour as we're talking Clinton County baseball. We've got Jamie Blacker here and also Andrew Quinn, coach at Clinton Central. Good morning again.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on. I'm excited to talk to you.
Great. Thanks for calling in, Coach Quinn. Talked to Matt Scott, Clinton Prairie Baseball Radio this morning, and Brad Scott from Rossville Baseball. You know, 2020 was a year that nobody wanted, but, you know, nobody got to play. But last year, everybody got going again, and I think Clinton Central had a special year last year playing baseball. Is that correct?
Yeah, we did. We won our first sectional at the school since 2005. We finished a couple games over 500 for the first time in a few years. In my first year with the program, I was really excited to see the team hit the ground running and be successful, and hopefully we can continue to build off of that.
Coach Quinn, can you talk a little bit about your upcoming season here, where you guys are, you know, if you played a game yet, or where you're at in your season?
Sure. So we have played one game this year. We played Lafayette Central Catholic this past Tuesday for opening day, and it was a tough game for us. LCC is an extremely talented program, obviously, and you know, knew that it was going to be a daunting task for us, but I was proud of our guys for competing and staying in the game the entire way through. Team this year, you know, we are definitely going to be a little bit younger than we were last year. We graduated about 8 or 9 guys from last year, including our shortstop and JT Holton, who's pitching at IU Kokomo now. He's off to a terrific start for his college career.
That's great to hear.
Awesome to see. Yeah, but no, I'm really excited about this team because we do have a lot of younger guys that didn't get a ton of opportunities last year, but learned a lot and really applied themselves in the weight room during the off season, and you know, you can tell that they're coming out with a lot more confidence than they did last year, and there's a lot of battles going on for playing time, so it'll be excited to see how the final 9 shape out for us.
That's an interesting point you just brought up about the weight room. I think a lot of programs, you know, you just think about that being for football, but I see more and more programs for basketball and baseball and, you know, even proven quickness for track and sports like that's key to growing and improving your team.
Yeah, I would agree, and you know, that's one of the big things I've tried implementing in the last you know, almost 2 years since I've been at Clinton Central. Before I came here, I coached at Wabash College for 2 years, and Coach Martin at Wabash gave me the opportunity to kind of lead and run all of the strength and conditioning activities with the baseball team there, and it was a lot of fun for me, getting to play around with some stuff and getting to help develop guys, and especially, you know, at that level, when you're working with 18 to 22 year olds, you're seeing some grown men,
right,
get after it, and so that was a lot of fun, and I'm hoping to bring some of that to our culture here, and foster guys that want to work hard in the weight room and be strong everywhere, because that's only going to help us as baseball players.
We're speaking with Andrew Quinn. He's the head varsity baseball coach for Clinton Central. Coach, do you have any seniors on the team this year?
Say that again, sorry.
Do you have any seniors on the team this year?
Yeah, we do have, I believe we've got 3 seniors. Caleb Houston, who is our returning center fielder. Matthew Harker, who started for us in our sectional and regional game in left field. I have Keegan Burnett as well, who played second base for me last year. You know, those are 3 guys that contributed for us, and hopefully they're going to put themselves in opportunities to continue contributing for us again this year.
A big part of the game is pitching. Can you talk a little bit about who might be on the mound for the Bulldogs this coming season?
Sure. So we do have a few guys that are putting themselves in great opportunities out the gate to get some major innings for us, and obviously we got 2 big sets of shoes to fill, losing JT and losing Drew Hostetter, our two best pitchers from last year. But Owen Coker is a junior for us. He actually was our primary catcher last year, kind of caught out of necessity for us when some stuff went south before the season started, and he did an excellent job behind the plate. But we're going to give him more opportunities to pitch because that's kind of his MO, is playing infield and pitching, so I'm excited to see him compete in those realms for us this year. I've got Luke Davison, who's a sophomore, pitched quite a bit for me as a freshman last year. He's in the same boat as Owen. He's a reliable infielder and a solid pitcher, and I'm excited to see his progression from his freshman to sophomore year. And then Troy Smith is a junior for us. He's our left-handed pitcher. Troy's really gotten after it in the weight room this offseason, and his fastball velocity's up a few miles an hour from where it was last spring. So he's put himself in a great spot as well to compete for us on the mound. And then I do have a handful of freshmen that I think are going to get some opportunities. JT's younger brother Daniel is a freshman with me. I'm excited to see him progress. I've got Cole Davison, who's Luke's cousin. He's going to be a solid pitcher for us this year. Clayton Stevens, he's another freshman that can pitch for us. And then Carson O'Brien's another freshman that can pitch. So we're going to be in a good spot for pitching this year, and what I'm really excited about, too, is all of those guys are going to get to play for me again next year as well. So we should have plenty of pitching depth, and I'm excited to give a lot of those guys opportunities.
You were talking earlier about playing Central Catholic last week. Who you got coming up this week, Coach?
We've got our home opener on Thursday against Pioneer. We're playing them at 5 o'clock, and Pioneer's a team that we had on the schedule last year, but we got rained out and we didn't get to play them, so I'm excited to get to see what their squad's looking like, and like I said, excited to see how our boys can kind of bounce back after a tough game against LCC this week.
Talking with Matt Scott earlier, I asked him the question about Hoosier Heartland baseball and what, you know, the two top teams. He thought Carroll and Delphi would be up there, and then he's thinking the middle run with Clinton Central, Clinton Prairie, and Sheridan, and some of those programs would be right in there. What do you expect out of that conference this year, Coach?
Sure. Well, I think it's awesome for us that we do get to play in a very competitive conference. It only helps us as ball players to rise to the occasion, but at the same time, it gets us ready for those games down the stretch of the season where a lot more is on the line, but knowing that you've competed against some good teams. Carroll's definitely going to be really talented. They were a tough team for us last year, but I'm excited to get a chance to play against them. And I know Delphi is going to be competitive. I know Eastern's going to be very competitive this year. In terms of the middle, you know, anything can happen at this point. It's baseball. But no, there's definitely going to be some strong talent, and like I said, I'm excited to see all the teams compete and be successful this year.
We talked at the very beginning when you got on here about winning that sectional last year. Can you go a little more in depth on how, you know, special that was for the Bulldog community to get that sectional win? It's always very special in any sport.
Yeah, absolutely. I was blown away last year with the support that we received as a program from people in the community and from the families that are involved in the baseball program and just in the athletics in general here at Clinton Central. And, we got great turnout throughout the course of the season. We had tremendous support from families and from just fans. And, you know, I don't recall the exact tally, but I want to say that the turnout for our sectional championship game against Rossville, we had to have close to, you know, a couple thousand people that were there. And it was really special afterwards. You know, it was all kind of a blur to me because I was just as excited as the players were. But, I had so many people that were coming up and congratulating me and congratulating my staff. And, some people I had met, some people I hadn't gotten a chance to meet before, some people that had come back that had played, you know, 10, 20 years previously. And I thought that was just really, really cool just to see how much it did mean to everybody in the community. And, you know, hopefully it's the first of many for us. You know, we can continue to keep that rolling and continue to keep getting people a reason to come back out and watch us.
That's great to hear. It's always good to see a program in the community do real well. We talked about playing Lafayette Central Catholic last week, but I think I saw on Twitter you played that game at Loeb Stadium, correct?
Yes, we did.
Was that a neat experience for the Bulldogs to go over there and play?
Oh, my goodness. Their jaws were dragging along the floor when we walked in and jumped off the bus. It's a beautiful stadium. I had played at Loeb about 5 or 6 years ago when I was in the Prospect League. That was before they had tricked it out and redone it and flipped it around and made it all turf. So I was pretty amazed just to see how nice of a facility we were getting a chance to play at. And, I definitely think that's something the boys will never forget, getting an opportunity to play on a field as nice as that.
Well, Coach Quinn, it's been great talking with you this morning. Do you got anything else you want to talk to us about before I let you go?
I don't think so. I, again, just wanted to say thank you for giving me a chance to come on and talk about the team. And like I said, I'm excited to see our boys compete and continue to make improvements throughout this year.
Well, thanks for being on. We've been speaking with Andrew Quinn, the Clinton Central baseball coach. Coach, we'll try to get you on a few more times before the season's over and maybe even talk about another sectional championship.
All right, sounds good. Let's do it.
Thanks. Have a great season. We'll talk to you later.